Cole will be here giving us his views very, very shortly. In the meantime, in the studio at the moment, as I said before, we have Osmosis, we have Carl Lyons, we have Wayne Taylor, Free Sexy, we have PLT, we have Mark, and I'm here as well. Yes, I'm actually here in the studio at the moment. What we're going to do, we're going to take the advert break in a few minutes' time, and I'm talking with my hands again. I don't know why I always do this while I'm on air. I always talk with my hands. PLT is with us. Good morning, PLT.
Hello.
Hello. Is that coming through? No, it isn't. It isn't coming through. Switch your mic on. Tell you what, we'll plug the right mic in as well. I don't know. It's chaos. James is here. It's absolute chaos. Right. Oh, no. Mine isn't working out, but that's working. Right. Hello. PLT, smoking, should it be banned in public places or shouldn't it?
I think it should be, yeah.
You think it should be? Why do you think it should be?
Well, why should I have to inhale smoke which you're breathing out and it could kill me?
Mm-hmm. Well, the alternative is to stop breathing, so you sort of go along with that. What about smoking in pubs? Is that too extreme?
Pubs, I think, is a bit extreme, yeah, because pubs are like places people go to like unwind and have a drink, maybe. And
what about in a restaurant?
Because you have no smoking
areas in restaurants, but you don't really do any
good,
does it?
No, I think it should be banned in restaurants when people are trying to eat things.
Totally.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have smoking seats. Yeah. It should be totally banned. What about things like McDonald's?
McDonald's? Yeah, again, yeah.
Should people be banned in McDonald's?
Yeah, I reckon so, yeah.
And the cinema?
Yeah. Cinema,
because, as I said before, I mean, I smoke quite a lot. I'm ashamed of that, but I won't go to the cinema because I can't enjoy it. Because I miss half of it, because I'm in the toilets having a fag.
Dearie me.
So you're totally against smoking? You think smoking should be...
In public places, yeah. I don't know about pubs. Pubs, I think maybe... Yeah, I think pubs is okay.
What about the age of the smoking limit? Should it go up to 18?
I think no matter what age you put it at, people are going to get them at a younger age anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If you raise it to 18, people...
There's no harm in trying, though, is there?
No harm in trying.
No. What about the government? Do you think they're doing enough to... Do you think the government really want us to stop?
No, because they take too much money out of it, don't they?
Of course they do. I haven't actually got any figures on that, because we did this on the subject until about 10 o'clock. So you don't think they're doing enough?
No. I don't think they ever will do either, because they make enough money out of it, don't they?
So what about, what's the name of the person who's in at the moment?
Virginia Bottomley.
Bottomley. What about when she turns around and says, it's all right for some geezer who's needs some chronic surgery. We're not going to do anything for you until you stop smoking. But he's probably paid far more towards the National Health Service through his tax on cigarettes.
That's a very debatable subject.
That's what we're here for.
I don't know about that myself, but... I see a lot of it where I work as well.
Mm-hmm. You like to tell everybody what you do?
Oh, I'm a DJ.
You're a DJ? Good God. No, I don't know, he's a morning of surprises.
Surprise, yeah.
What else do you do?
I'm a hospital porter.
And so where does smoking sort of come into your job?
We got a lot of people who are in for various things, having the legs off, amputations and things like that.
Can I just interrupt you? Something that's sort of close to me. My granddad smoked.
Yeah.
And just before he died, for the last 10 years of his life, he did the old show without two of his legs. So he didn't have any.
Yeah, that's probably due to smoking, yeah.
It was totally due to smoking.
Up and things like that.
Mm-hmm. It's totally due to smoking.
Yeah, I mean, you get people who smoke and they have an amputation and mm-hmm. then... They recover from the operation and like a day, 2 days later, they're outside in the wheelchair, lit up again with another fag. Mm-hmm. That must be very disheartening for the surgeon who took his leg off.
I suppose he's very worried for my granddad because he wondered what was going to go next. But
a lot of problems causes.
Do you think we'll ever see the day when people just do not smoke?
I don't think so, no.
Would you like to see that?
I'd like to see it, yeah. It'd save a lot of NHS money.
It would.
Treat people
but then again, where would the NHS get the money then? Because they're not going to get it through taxpayers. I mean,
that's true. It's like a joke.
I think I'm on my third cigarette now. So
big
I think,
circle, ooh,
what's that, about 10p towards the NHS?
More than likely, yeah. It's so a vicious circle.
And I haven't even had a toenail off yet.
It's a shame, I think, isn't it?
I think it's a shame. I don't know. I mean... I suppose it's easy to say. I mean, if the cigarettes hadn't been there, I wouldn't have started in the first place. I mean, I wish I could give up. I really do wish I could give up. And the tailors just blow smoke in PLT's face at the moment, which is like, oh, God, if you hear any banging, there's going to be a fight. Dear. So what are you feeling towards Taylor at the moment? He's just done that to you. You're passive smoking.
I think he's a disgusting person for doing that. Well, he's a disgusting person anyway, yes. For doing that.
But, so you like a seat band?
In public places, yeah. Maybe not pubs, but certainly maybe not places pubs like and buses.
What about your job? I mean, you're paid by the NHS, I take it.
Mm-hmm.
So your job might be on the line if smoking was banned, because they wouldn't have the money.
Debatable subject.
It is.
Debatable subject, yeah.
Okay, then. Cheers, PL2. Yeah. We'll come back to you with your view. What we're going to do now, we're going to take a short advert break. And if you'd like to get through and go live over the air this morning, 0860-748583. That is 0860. Punch it in now. 748583. We're on till about 3 o'clock this morning. So if you'd like to ring us up, you don't have to go live. You can just call us up and tell us your opinion. But we'd like to talk to you live if possible. Give us a call now during the advert break or during the show. We're going to find out the views from the rest of the studio. Posse, lights of Wayne Taylor, Carl Lyon, Osmosis and Mark all here. I'll tell you now, the six of us, three of us are smoking, three of us aren't. But are the views going to go hand in hand with what you think? We'll be back after this.
Carl Lyon Entertainments is the agency you need to fulfill all of your entertainment requirements. From the funkiest DJ to the most soulful singer, Carl Lyon Entertainments can supply them all. So for further information, give Carl Lyon Entertainments a call now or anytime on 0836 660836. That's Carl on 0836 660836. You can call that number anytime, 24 hours a day, so make sure you call Carl Lyon Entertainments, the entertainment agency for the 90s.
Taxis, taxis. Do you need a taxi? Then Fastline Taxis are the people you can rely on. For King Swinford and Merry Hill, phone 0384-404040. And for Dudley and Stourbridge, phone 0384-444444. We offer special rates on journeys to Birmingham Airport with prices as low as £16 from Dudley, Sedgley and Merry Hill. Fastline Taxis offer a fast and friendly service at low competitive prices. So don't forget, when you need a taxi, phone Fastline Taxis on 0384-404040 or 0384-444444. Fastline Taxis.
For a night of pure entertainment, why not visit Bentley's nightclub, Castle Hill in Dudley? On Fridays, we rave it up with resident DJ Darren, and on Saturdays, we have a wild party with music supplied by Stuart. And don't forget, we're open from 9:30pm till 1:30am, and before 11 o'clock, ladies are admitted absolutely free. So for that unforgettable night out, join us this weekend at Bentley's nightclub, Castle Hill in Dudley.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Steve.
Hi, Steve. How's it going? I'm Lisa.
Not too bad, actually. Thanks, Lisa.
Don't be bored. Call me Fanline.
What's the number then?
0898-26-26-26 or 0898-23-23-23.
£48 a minute at peak rate and £36 a minute at all of the times. All calls are recorded for you.
Issue 2 of the XL update is now available, giving you all the essential information on the UK's hottest music station. Issue 2 features all the current news and gossip from the XL studios, XL's plans for 1994, and yet another in-depth DJ profile. That, combined with a full up-to-date broadcasting schedule and the first-ever XL FM listener survey, means that Issue 2 of the XL update is essential reading. Price is only £1, so to order your copy now, please phone 0836 866 000. That's 0836 866 000.
Europe's biggest radio station, XR Radio.
Hi, good morning. We're back here to 23 minutes to 2 o'clock, and we're taking your views on smoking this morning. Should it be banned, etc., stuff like that. The studio boss is divided into two. Three of us are smoking, three of us aren't. Wayne Taylor, what are your views on it?
My views is that, like, if people think that smoking should be banned, they should stop
smoking. They don't smoke. Carry on, sorry.
No, they should stop the sale of cigarettes, and that'd stop everybody from smoking because they wouldn't be able to purchase them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, there'd be no smoking.
But then again, the government couldn't get the money then, could they? Because, I mean, money from smokers, yeah. I mean, it doesn't only cover the NHS. I mean, it covers a lot of other things as well, doesn't it? I mean, how much is cigarettes? I mean, I think it's
£2.50 a pack. For
yeah, around about £2.45 I think I just paid. I've got a receipt, actually, which I was going to pull out of my pocket, but I won't do that. About £2.45. So how much of that is actually going to the cigarette companies? Probably about 50p? Something like that?
Yeah, probably a bit more than that. But I mean,
No more than a pound, certainly. So the rest of it's going to the government.
Yeah.
And yet, when a geezer goes in... gentleman goes in... Okay, yeah, he's ill and he smokes. And then the health secretary turns around and says, we're not going to operate on you. We're not going to do any treatment for you until you stop smoking. Isn't that a bit like, sort of, you know, like, well, we've had your money and now do what we want?
Yeah, well, I suppose that is true, yeah.
I mean, because you think about how much he must have actually paid.
Yeah,
A fortune. I mean, I used to make 50 a day, so how much am I sort of paying towards the government? I don't know. Certainly about £20-30 a week going straight to the government.
Yeah. Well, you see, basically what it is...
I mean, when I give up, I want it back.
It's just basically one big con by the government, I should say. Because, I mean, they expect you to pay for your cigarettes, like, and then, like, you know, I mean, you know, and then, like, they offer nothing in return. Because, I mean, like, they're trying to say, like, give up smoking, right? Mm-hmm. But also, I mean, like, they are advertising the fact that, like, they want you to buy cigarettes at the same time.
Right, can we get down to the nitty-gritty? When did you start smoking?
14.
You were 14, so how long ago was that? Or don't we say?
7 years ago.
7 years
now,
ago?
No, 9 years ago.
No, how old are you?
Well, 23.
You're 23, it's 9 years ago, that's near enough for us. So you're 14. Can you remember your first cigarette?
Vaguely, but I can remember it. I was with a girl at the time.
Weird.
Who was smoking.
And did she sort of talk you into it?
Well...
Did you think, if I don't smoke, she's not going to like me?
Well, no. No. Not really.
She didn't like you anyway.
No. Well, yeah, well, that is it. Like, but no. I just did it because, like, I wanted to try it and, like...
What did you think? I mean, to be honest, I threw up. After my first one, I thought I was going to collapse. I was in an amusement arcade at the time. I was like, oh my god, I was sitting on that door. I was like, oh no, I'm going to die. Get me to an hospital. Because it really sort of went to me. My head was spinning, my legs were going around like helicopters, you know, I was all over the place. And then what did I do? I practiced. And this is the start I'm at now when I want to give up. Do you want to give up?
Well, I mean, like, it would save me quite a bit of money.
It would, yeah.
But, I mean, like, also the fact is, I mean, like, I like smoking and, like, I like the enjoyment it gives you.
Take for example, you're sitting on a bus. I mean, it happens all the time. You're sitting on a bus and you can't sit at the back where you can smoke. There's certain seats sometimes that you can smoke, and you can't because they're blocked up with some granny who doesn't smoke. So what do you do? There's a seat in the smoking department and you really want a fag. Do you have one?
No.
You don't?
No.
What about the cinemas?
I mean, like, all the cinemas around here are, like, all non-smoking now anyway.
Exactly. Does that stop you going? It stops me going.
I haven't been to the cinema now for over about 4 years, so I should say, basically, yes.
So the cinemas are losing out on it. So, do you think the government actually really wants to stop? No, they don't.
No, I don't suppose they do. They'd be losing money, wouldn't they?
Of course they would. And a cigarette advertising, I mean, it's made out to be very glamorous. I mean, Silkut have got a classic sort of advertising campaign. Everybody looks at a Silkut advert down there and thinks, what is it on about this time? I think they've got a crocodile at the moment. They have this silk with a pair of scissors. And there's always something there. Now, they don't actually say Silkut, but you know it's Silkut. Yeah. I mean, it's made out to be a very glamorous thing. Why don't they show on the adverts for smoking, instead of, like, a glamorous sort of piece of silk looking all pretty with a pair of scissors, why don't they show some old bloke without his legs, or coughing up, spewing up, or doing all that sort of stuff, which is what happens to you. I mean, there's no escaping from it. There's a 30% chance that you would develop lung cancer if you continue smoking. I'm going to develop it. Well, there's a 30% chance of it. So basically, the two of us smoking in the studio, I mean, looking at the statistics, one of us will develop lung cancer if we carry on.
But I mean, like, you see, like, I mean, like, the point you probably might be missing, but I mean, like,
sorry.
You might not be saying it, is that, like, I mean, like, through every advertising campaign, right, they will always show you the good things, but they'll never show you the bad things. They'll never show you, like, the things what can go wrong, because, I mean, like, obviously, if they do, then obviously you're going to have second thoughts. So, like, you're down, like...
Oh, no, how would you feel... if you had to go to hospital. Now, I'll tell you that about, I don't know whether anybody listens to my Sunday morning shows, about 6 weeks ago, I was extremely worried because I was going to the doctors with chest pains and he fell around and he said, I want you to go and have an x-ray. I think there may be a chance you've got lung cancer. And I spent the worst 2 weeks of my life still smoking, but I thought, I was convinced, obviously, as you do get in these circumstances, you've got lung cancer. How would you feel if you had that sort of thing happen to you? I mean, it didn't stop me, but I mean, just saying, for example, I mean, I'm only 21. I've only been smoking 3 years. And so, I mean, there was a risk chance that I could have had it. How would you feel if you developed something like that and the doctors turned around and said, Wayne, we're not going to do anything. Why are you on XL? No, not why are you on XL. Give us a plug, you know, say hello to me. And so you actually give up smoking.
I think I might be then encouraged, like, to give up smoking because I
think... Would you think they're fair?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Because you paid for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you paid for it, and it's your right.
Yeah.
What do you think about people like Roy Castle? He got lung cancer. He never touched a cigarette. All he smoked is people like you and me breathing out of smoke, and he's breathed it in, and he's got lung cancer.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a shame, but I mean, like, it does happen each and every day, doesn't it? I mean, people like inhale.
God, do you want to know what I actually think? Sure. Is how can the government sort of tell us to give up smoking? I don't really think they're serious about it anyway, but you consider all the other pollutions. I mean, you said something else then in the atmosphere. All the other pollutions. I mean, I'm not going to give up really seriously. So, I mean, if you're not breathing in cigarette smoke, what else are you breathing in? I mean, the pollution out there, the government clean their act up, I might clean mine up.
Yeah.
Have you ever been, I mean, well, you've obviously been with a girl. Have you ever been with a girl who's not smoked and she said to you, you stink like an ashtray, you taste like an ashtray? Or
Yes, definitely.
How did that make you feel? Pretty unsociable?
No, I just dumped her the next day.
You dumped her the next day?
Yeah.
Got yourself a smoker.
I did, yeah.
Okay, Wayne, thanks very much for your view. Right, are we going to take a live caller now?
Yeah, I'll
leave it that way. Hold on. Is that about it from you? Anybody else want to talk? Right, we're going to take a live caller now. Oh, we're not going to take a live caller. I tell you what, then we'll... Carl, do you want to talk about it? Carl, let's talk to Carl.
Go on then.
Oh, dear. Hello. Respect.
Hello. Respect. Respect. Due.
You don't smoke, Carl?
I don't smoke, no.
Do you mind me sitting here smoking?
No, I've experimented in the past, but...
What about smoking?
That as well, no. No, I've tried smoking and...
I
didn't like it whatsoever.
How many cigarettes have you had?
I tried a couple, didn't like it at all, so I've never touched one since.
Like me and women, actually, but tried a couple and never touched one since.
That's it, yeah.
No, seriously, hello Louise, if you're still listening, and stick the kettle on, have another cup of coffee. But do you think smoking ought to be banned in public places?
I don't think there's any point in banning it. You ban it and it's like you ban marijuana and it just goes underground.
It does, and you can't smoke it then. It's soggy.
But seriously, I mean, if smoking...
I mean, that is a problem, I mean, ain't it? I mean, like, if you're talking about, like, this whole marijuana, like, business...
It's
I mean,
wicked,
like,
you know,
I mean,
wicked,
like, if you
man.
Put it in the ground, right, I mean, like, and you go to the space, it's all soggy in here. All soggy in the end. Sorry, Carl, I'm scared. I don't know what's the matter with this guy. Carl, picture this. You're on a bus.
I'm on a bus, right.
You're on a bus.
Is this a red bus or a blue bus?
Round and round, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, what number's the bus?
88.
88, right.
Yeah, you're
that's,
on the 88
that's going to...
Shh.
going to the middle of Birmingham somewhere, isn't
you're
it?
You're sitting in a seat in the area that's designated non-smokers.
Yeah.
All right, you're a non-smoker yourself. Some git comes and sits in front of you. I say git, person like me, probably. I start smoking. And they start smoking.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Basically, I've got no objections to smokers.
If it's in a non-smoking place? Doesn't that just wind you up? Because you used to wind me up before I started smoking. I started, you know, do you think you're doing smoking in the non-smoking section? And I was always like that, you know.
No, I mean, I'm such a placid guy anyway.
Well, I know you are. You're certainly soft, actually.
You know, I mean, if I was any more laid back, I'd be falling off the chain. You
well,
know,
that so. Has been said, actually.
But, I mean, you know, conversely, I go out and I drink.
Yes, no, I mean, I've noticed we've had the after effects on a Sunday dinner time. It's why I've been doing more as an exile than the
but
my Taylor.
I mean, drinking's as dangerous as smoking.
It's probably worse.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of it. Can I just say this? I used to drink a hell of a lot. I worked behind a bar for 2 years, and I used to drink a hell of a lot. I'm talking morning when I got there, I used to have a drink, and basically all day I was drinking. And I gave up last Christmas, just like that. I haven't touched a drop since. And in fact, if I smelt some now, I'd probably throw up. So, I mean, it's possible to give up something that you think.
Yeah.
But so, do you think I ought to give up smoking?
I think it's your decision. I mean,
you're not being very argumentative, Carl.
It's your decision. I've been out with girls in the past that have been smoking. Yeah, just one or two that have been smokers.
Well, and ladies, man, Carl Lyon, strudel too, and then I go down to you. Sorry, Gary.
And to be perfectly frank with you, it was well,
Betty.
it wasn't particularly nice.
It wasn't particularly nice. No. Actually,
the polite way of putting
Louise,
it.
Louise, shut your ears for a minute. I remember the first kiss I ever had with a girl, and she was smoking, and God, she tasted horrible.
I know.
I should have stopped at the neck, but I didn't. But I mean, she tasted horrible. She really did. And then what do I find myself doing? But did you used to tell her? Did you used to say, God, you smelly git?
I tried smelly convincing
cow. Them
to...
Oh, sure, and some clean your teeth.
I tried convincing them to give up, you know, but...
You didn't do any good.
Didn't do any good. She obviously didn't think a lot of me.
No, dear. We're going to take views of another studio, I guess, shall we now? Mark, I tell you what, should we take another smoker?
Yeah, first, right, we just have Benny Stafford on the phone.
Benny Stafford, hello.
He says it should be banned in public places, but not things like nightclubs, but just general public places. Not things like nightclubs, because you expect to have it there.
Of course you do.
All right.
Thank you.
So there you go.
Okay. And I just tell you something, before we gave it to Mark, when I was DJing last year, I started an under-13s disco, and I'm getting back to drinking there. I was really embarrassed because the kids were coming in, they're all under 13, and I was there on the stage DJing. I mean, I suppose people look up to DJs, I don't know why, but I was on a stage, so they got to look up to me. And I was there, and I was really self-conscious because I had a can of beer in the one hand, and had a fag in the other, holding the mic. And that, I mean, I actually, I sort of held the mic like that, and I actually stopped doing it for that reason. I said, I'm not going to do this anymore, I'll get somebody else to DJ it, because I wasn't a good influence on him. Mark. Hello. Sorry, I hate these sort of unspoken silences, like when you're arguing with your girlfriend, you know, these silences that say so much, don't they?
I don't know, I'm never there to have an argument with her.
Oh dear, well, we're getting controversial now, we're getting controversial.
Too controversial, that is.
Mark, you smoke?
Yeah.
Should it be banned?
No.
What do you think about Benny Stafford. Said it should be banned in sort of public places. I take it he's talking about buses, trains, planes, and automobiles and that sort of stuff. What about that?
Why should some pompous idiots tell me what I can do and what I can't do?
They're pompous idiots. Right, I'm stumped now. So they're pompous idiots. But hold on a minute. What about Roy Castle? He had lung cancer. He's got better now, thank God, because he certainly didn't deserve it. He's never touched a cigarette.
He knew the environment he was going into.
Yeah, but what if that environment is something like a bus or a train where he's got to go? He's got to go, hasn't he?
No, he chose to do that job.
Well, what's he going to do, walk?
No, you made the point. He worked in nightclubs. He worked in clubs.
Yeah, okay, but what are we talking about? Say he didn't work in clubs. I mean, it does happen to other people. Passive smoking. What about kids who sort of grow up, I mean, their mum and dad smoke, and they really sort of grow up detesting it? And then they suddenly find that they develop in the after effects of smoking and they've never touched one.
Well, I grew up in a smoking environment. My mum smoked.
Yeah, but you smoked yourself. Would you have smoked if they hadn't?
Well, my dad never smoked.
Your dad never smoked?
Never smoked a cigarette in his life.
Did he ever put you down for smoking?
No, he told me it was my choice.
Because all I get of my parents is grief. I mean, my mother keeps quoting statistics at me and sort of going, you're going to die. Have another cigarette. That's another nail in your coffin, Matthew. But, I mean, I'll just sort of say to her, you know, will you back off? I mean, it's my choice. But I'm talking about your sort of the public places and your age limit. Do you think the age limit of cigarettes ought to be taken up? Because at the moment, it's under 16, which means we're 13, 14, 15-year-olds upwards are buying it.
Yeah, I think it should be right to about 18, yeah.
18. Yeah, 18. And in reality, that would mean 16, 17,
well,
18.
In reality, months. Yeah.
Can I ask you when you had your first cigarette? Can I have another one as well? Hold on.
I remember I was 12 years old.
12 years old. And where were you? Can you remember?
No, we couldn't actually get round the back of the bike shed.
You weren't round the back of the bike shed?
No, we couldn't get round the back of the... Down the side of the library at our school it was.
Down the side of the library?
Down the side of the library.
So I take it you were with a sort of group of friends?
Yeah, I was with a few of my mates. And
did you feel pressurised into doing it?
Sort of, but not really. Sort of, I wanted to try it to see what it was like.
And I suppose when you sort of started smoking, I mean, I'm not saying this to be nasty to you, okay, Mark? So don't take this the wrong way. But I suppose, I mean, you see kids around that they're smoking, they're young. They want to be seen to smoking because it's a grown-up thing to do. It's an adult thing to do. When actually it's the most stupid thing you can actually do in your life. And for everything you possibly do, you say, no, I don't have to do that.
This is true, yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, it's true. But, I mean, when you were smoking, when you started, when you were 14, was it? Did you want people to see that you were smoking? I'm getting carried away now.
I suppose I did.
So it was to be in.
Well, I suppose it was the in thing to do at the time. But saying that, you know, I had, I've got my mum. She suffered from cancer.
Did she?
Yeah. She actually died from cancer. Mm-hmm.
Didn't that make you want to stop?
Tell the truth, I've never actually thought about it after that. Okay, she
perhaps you'll think about it after tonight. I tell you what, Mark, can we come back to you? Because we've actually got somebody on the phone line. So what we're going to do, if you'll just bear with us 2 seconds here, here at the power station. Bear with us, we're just swapping the mics over. Osmosis is doing something peculiar. Right, this is XR discussing smoking on a Monday morning. Hello, who is calling XR? Can we have a live caller, please? Kimball. Good morning, Kimball.
Morning.
Hi, how you doing? All right.
Okay.
Do you smoke?
No.
You don't smoke?
No.
What do you think about people who smoke around you and blow smoke in your face? And, well, not sort of literally blow smoke in your face, but you're breathing in their smoke. People like me. I mean, if you're here at XR at the moment in the studio, which you probably thank God you're not looking at our studio, I guess, but you'd be breathing in our smoke.
I think everybody's got their own opinions or their own choice of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with children, they probably don't know, or they probably don't think ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
What so damage they're doing to themselves.
Well, no, I mean,
adults, they know what they're doing, so they know what they're doing.
So talking about people like Wayne Taylor and Mark,
yeah,
they were 14 when they started. They probably didn't actually stop to think about what they're doing to themselves. I mean, I was 18. I knew exactly what I was doing to myself, and I thought I could control it. I wanted to be in with the people that I was hanging around with at the time. I wanted to be trendy. I wanted to feel in with them when we went out. You know, I wanted to be part of things, crashing the ash, as they say. And now, I mean, I wish I'd never done it, because now, actually, with my group of friends I've got at the moment, I'm the only one who smokes.
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked? Have you ever tried?
Yeah, I tried when I was
You were 10 or 11?
Yeah.
Why did you try?
Because my friends were doing it.
And you felt pressurised?
Well, you see adults doing it and you try it.
Of course you do, because you want to be grown up, you want to be mature.
Yeah.
So what do you think about smoking on buses and that sort of thing? Do you think that ought to be banned? Totally. I mean, I know some buses are non-smoking, the ones I don't use. But do you think smoking ought to be banned completely on sort of public transport?
I'd say yes, yeah.
What about restaurants when you're having a meal? You think that should be banned as well?
Yeah, in enclosed spaces, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like in the streets.
I was just going to say hospitals. Actually, talking about hospitals, I was in a hospital about a month ago, and a funny experience actually, because I was sort of there and visiting somebody I know who was quite ill, and I said to the nurse, I said, "Is there anywhere where I can actually go for a cigarette?" And she said, "Well, okay, see you, PLT. PLT's just leaving us. Bye-bye. Take care. All right, darling." Right. Sorry, Kimball, you still there?
Yes.
And I was there in the hospital, and I said, "Is there any way I can go for a fag?" I saw the patients going down, the ones who smoked, and they were allowed into the day room to smoke. It's all right if you're a patient, you can smoke in the day room.
Yeah.
Me, I wasn't a patient. I had to go out two floors down and stand outside. Do you think it ought to be banned totally for patients as well in hospitals?
I'd say, yeah. I mean, they're in hospital to recover and get well, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're smoking, they're doing harm to themselves.
Do you drink? I know it's changing the subject, but do you drink?
Yeah.
Do you drink quite a lot? I mean, how would you feel if, I suppose, you sort of geezer goes out and has a couple of pints on a sort of Friday and Saturday night?
Yeah, just the odd pint now and again.
So you're not really a heavy drinker. What I was going to say was, how would you feel if somebody suddenly sort of came along and said, "Hold on, mate, you can't drink, because we're sort of saying you can't and you want to get better."
Yeah.
I mean, what about if it's... I was in hospital last year, and it was nothing at all to do with smoking. I was in there, but I couldn't smoke.
Could you repeat that question again? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
What I was saying was, if you were drinking, it's not really sort of actually viable to you because you don't drink a lot.
Yeah.
But how would you feel if somebody actually said to you, "You can't drink. You weren't ill because of anything to do with your drinking. Say you banged your finger or something."
Yeah.
And somebody said to you, "You can't drink." That's what you do. I smoke, I don't drink.
Drinking?
Mm-hmm. You're a smoker. Would you like to give up?
No.
You wouldn't. So no matter what the government did, you wouldn't give up?
Obviously, if I made it so expensive that I wasn't able to smoke because of my financial situation.
Stand by for the budget, yeah?
You know, yeah, basically, yeah. Obviously, I'd have to either cut down or... stop smoking.
Or stop altogether.
But the government make that much money out of the actual taxes that they put on it. They make millions each, well, more than that each year.
Of course they do. Yeah. I'd say it's more close to billions.
Just one point I want to put to you, Matt.
Go on.
Yeah. Now, you see, all cigarette advertising has to carry a government health warning.
Yes.
Right.
Carry on.
You ever seen a government airplane on a Formula One motor car like Marlboro or Camel?
That is a good point. What's the cigarette warning on this packet I've got here? The first packet I've got through tonight. Tobacco seriously damages health. It's not very descriptive, is it? It doesn't say cigarette, you know, will kill you.
That's true.
It doesn't go into the graphic details.
No. I'll say, there's that many loopholes in the law that the cigarette companies get round. In America, they...
Do you think smoking is sort of portrayed as being glamorous? Looking at the Formula One cars, looking at the adverts, the Silka advert. Do you think I do as well.
Well, it is because...
Personally, I mean, when you're out in a club, you sort of get the packet of B&H out, and it's automatically, people look at the gold packet, and it's B&H. He's B&H. Oh, he's all right, he is. I'll go and crash the fag off him. And he's also very sociable, I suppose, up to a certain point. But there are times now, I think it's becoming more and more so over the last, like, few years, since I started smoking, that he's not actually sociable. Do you ever sit there surrounded by people who aren't smoking, you're smoking, you think, I'm a bit unsociable? Or doesn't that occur to you?
Well, most of the people who I actually go around with, and, you know, that most people smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's anti-sociable to other people, but to people like who you're going around with, it's sociable. You understand what I mean? Because most of the people who I go around with smoke.
So you wouldn't sort of be friends with the person who didn't smoke. You wouldn't go around with the person who didn't smoke.
I've got nothing against anybody who doesn't smoke.
Of course you haven't. It's your choice. And
it's my choice.
It's your choice. Okay, thanks very much for your opinion, Mark. 7 minutes past two. What we're going to do? We're going to hand it quickly over to Osmosis this morning. Osmosis, you don't smoke.
No.
Unless you do it in secret.
Hey.
Unless you do it in secret. So you don't smoke.
No, I wouldn't do that.
What do you think about it? What you've heard what we've said, what we've had to say. Well, actually, I haven't really given much of an opinion yet. The choice is, the actual fact is I couldn't decide. That's why we did it as a show. So I'm going to make my mind up by 3 o'clock. So, Osmosis, what do you think?
Well, I'm a non-smoker, but I can hear you lighting it now.
Yes.
But it doesn't really bother me that much.
It doesn't bother you that much?
No.
So what about if you were on a bus, as I said to Carl, you're on a bus and you're in a non-smoking section and somebody lights up in front of you. Aren't you tempted to tap on the shoulder and go, excuse me?
I'm tempted, but like some buses, like I think, is it West Midlands Travel?
I don't know, I don't use them.
Some of them have completely banned them, is that right?
Mm.
West Midlands Travel, is it? They've totally made it non-smoking. But people still smoke on there anyway.
Marty's saying, Why should people sort of tell you that you can't?
Mm.
Why should, you know, it's Mark's choice.
That goes to everything, though, doesn't it? If you expanded everything, why should they tell you why you can do this?
Less about the expansions. So, I suppose you're a bit like Carl, you're sort of quite passive about it.
Yeah.
PLT, it's notable that PLT had the job working in a hospital and he actually saw the direct causes of it. He didn't smoke himself and he's sort of very much against it. You and Carl don't see it, you don't smoke yourself and you're sort of saying, well, it's up to you.
Mm.
Do you think the government want us to stop?
Obviously not, because they are, like you say, they're making huge profits out of it. Absolutely massive.
Huge, you know. That's a big profit, you know.
Certainly is, man.
Sorry, Deacus here giving us his opinion.
Wow.
It's just huge. Deacus is just waiting up. Good morning, Deacus. How you doing? What do you think, you know, Mr. Osmosis?
You're feeling all right.
I'm feeling all right.
That's good. Great.
Don't give the game away. I'm not really Deacus.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, I'm Deacus. You're my James. Hello, my James. Yes, I'm here.
Not off, mate.
Yeah, I mean, that is a problem now. I mean, don't it get you, you know, like this smoking in the clubs, you know? I mean, you go out, right, and you're all dressed up and you're looking snazzy and all like the business. And then you come home and you think, like, you know, like an ashtray, hey, are you having even had a cigarette?
Not off, mate. Anyway, what's Deacus think about smoking then? He doesn't like it, doesn't he?
Deacus, so he's passive. I don't know what he smokes, but that's another. I think that's another debate.
So, how much you got through tonight during your show?
I think I'm on about the 8th at the moment. Since we've been on air, which is 70 minutes. Mark's going to tell us a little fact. What's the fact? Pass the mic over.
Little fact ago. Well, 2 cigarettes ago, Matt, right, you had a cigarette in this ashtray over here. Right. And I'm just going to, well, if one of the lads will hold the ashtray up to you. Right.
It's burn away.
No, you put it in there.
I did.
Right. And before it even started... quarter of the way burning down it, you had another one going in the other ashtray.
Chain smoking.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of a chain reaction, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you know you did that?
No, I didn't. Thank you for pointing it out.
Yeah.
Can we rebuild that one, please? I'll have that one on the way home, you know.
Yeah, no. I just want to notice that one tonight. Okay, I smoke. I can't criticise you for smoking. So
you can't.
You know.
Love a fight, you know. Exile's first fight on air. Get a controversial debate game.
Yeah.
So that's the views. Right, if you'd like to give us a call this morning, what we need now is some live callers. You've sat at home, you've sat in bed. We'll come back to Richard. Richard has just joined us in the studio. He'll give us his opinion. Do you want to do it after the next record, Richard? We'd all do it after the next record. But in the meantime, if you'd like to tell us your views. Now, if you've been tucked up in bed with a cup of coffee and a fag, cup of coffee, been tucked up in bed, and you'd like to sort of crawl out of bed, go on, put the housecat on, sneak downstairs, put your mum's slippers on, and give us your opinion. 0860 748 583. That is 0850. No, it's not. It's 0860. Definitely 0860 748 583. We'll be back at you after this tune. Good morning. You're listening to XR 100.7 FM. Yes, yes, yes. Working us up into a frenzy on a Monday morning. Hello, 15th of November. We're working our way to Christmas. That's a love station for you. Little tune simply entitled Best of My Love. And good morning to you. I think we've already played that one, haven't we? Have we? No, no, we haven't played it. Oh, it doesn't matter if we have. Never mind, never mind. Richard, Joy in the studio. We're discussing smoking. Should it be banned? You're a smoker.
Good morning.
Good morning, Richard. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? You got fag in one end, Mike in the other.
I know, that's...
What are your opinions?
Well, I'm a smoker myself, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Sorry. Carry on. I just thought it would liven things up if we did that. Hello, Mr. Well. Listener, you're still awake. Come to the phone, give us a call. 0860 748 583. Thank you.
Right, as I said, I am a smoker myself. Personally, I think there's nothing wrong with it whatsoever.
Nothing wrong with it?
Nothing wrong with it.
It's killing you. Have you got, as a smoker, the right to go out and smoke in public and put other people breathing your smoke and they get the risk? What about, I mean, the statistics are, if you carry on smoking, there's a 30% chance you will die of lung cancer. That is your business.
Right, you go out tomorrow morning, okay. Walk down to the shop, across the road.
I can't walk, I get out of breath. And that is no lie.
And you fall under a bus that you can't smoke on.
Yeah, but I mean, what are the chances of that? Okay, I get what you're saying, but seeing pictures of people who are smoking, I mean, PLT was going on, he sees the effects of it. My granddad died without any legs. Doesn't that sort of affect you? I mean, Mark said earlier that his mother, bless his soul, died of lung cancer. Was that right, Mark? That was right. Doesn't that sort of bring on an alarm bell with you, doesn't it, mate? Think, well, perhaps if I didn't do this, you know, I might live a bit longer. What's more, the standard of life might be a bit better. I got on a bike about 4 weeks ago, and I cycled 3 miles. It took me an hour, and that is no lie, an hour to recover.
Well, I cycle 6 miles every day.
And it doesn't get to you?
To and from work, and it doesn't do a thing to me.
And you're actually saying before we came on air that you actually smoke on the way.
Certainly do.
You smoke on the way?
Yeah.
Well, mind you, you're more likely to sort of slip off the handlebars and go under a bus that way.
Well.
Best of both worlds. Best of both worlds.
You can't really go wrong, can you? I mean,
no, you can't go wrong. So, what about in the cinema? Should be allowed to smoke? It's 2 o'clock. We've got another 41 minutes to take your opinions, on smoking. Should it be banned in public places? What do you think about... So, public transport, should be allowed to smoke on it?
Well, public transport, it's not a very large area.
It isn't.
If you're sitting by someone who does smoke, it's... Even with the windows open...
Of course it isn't.
It's claustrophobic.
So, do you smoke... Do you ever go on the buses?
Occasionally use a bus, but I won't smoke on them.
That's good. That's good. So, really, I mean, you're recognising there's a problem.
Okay, and I think we have got a live call at the moment.
I don't think we have got a live call. We've got... We have got a live call.
We've got a live call.
No, we haven't. We've got Carl messing around. I don't believe... I can't do a show with Carl on in the studio. Good morning, Carl. Hello. Respect, we'll come back to you. Do you think the government want us to stop? Probably not.
Well, the more people that smoke, the more money that the government actually make from it.
Mm-hmm.
So, personally, no.
The
government would like...
What about if you went into the hospital for treatment and they said, we're not going to do anything until you stop smoking?
Well, that's like... I mean, if you go for... Stupid as it sounds, if you go for a mortgage...
And they ask you with
these... That's one of the first things they ask you.
I think you're going to burn the house down.
Well, I think what it probably is, it's like if you smoke, you've got more chance of dying, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they think, you know, it's 25-year commitment or something, and if you're not there for the 25 years, the money's got to come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for your opinion, Richard.
Okay,
what we really need now, we'll talk to the studio guests again, if nobody else is going to talk to us. What we really need is live callers now. Listen, I know you're listening in bed. Come a bit closer to the radio, okay? Now listen, it's only us. We're going to go gentle on you. Go live on the air. Tell everybody else. I mean, you probably disagree with some of the things I said. If you agree, bring me up. Let me know that you agree. 0860-748-583. That is 0860-748-583. It's XR. We'll play another tune now. We'll be back with more opinions and hopefully some live calls after this. And I tell you what, we'll even play this record on the right speakers. It sounds even better. XR on a Monday morning with Carl Lowne in the studio. It's all gone to pot. It's all gone to pot. Yeah, power station for the weekend. We've got another 39 minutes to go on this weekend.
of things to show you. There's so much stories I want to tell. I know there will be a brighter day for you and me in eternity. Hold on to me and we will get to the promised land.
If you just tuned in, a very good morning to you. Got some interesting facts here to get your brain cells stimulated this morning. Did you know that smoking causes 30% of all cancers? It is also directly responsible for 90% of lung cancer. Directly responsible for 20% of heart disease. And if you smoke, there is a 30% chance that you will develop lung cancer. Did you know that? What do you think about smoking? 0860-748-583. You've heard our views this morning. Now we would like to say, what do you think about it?
Are we
forcing our smoke upon you? It's getting very, very smoky in here.
When it gets when it gets this smoky, you know, it gets a bit toomy. But I mean, I was brought up in a smoky environment. Both of my parents smoked from before I was born, and they both vowed that they could never give up, but now they've given up. So it proves it can be done.
It can.
It can.
It can.
Indeed.
We're back to stupidity again. Well, I mean, what is that? I mean, like, it can be done. How did you go about, like, doing it?
Well, you know,
I mean, if you want to give up, right, I mean, I've got a fag in my hand right now. I mean, how does I go about, like, giving it up?
Well, I think you've just...
Never going to give you up. Sorry.
You've just got to... It's the same with the drinking. You've just got to say to yourself, I'm not going to do this anymore.
I'm not.
Right.
Yes.
And make sure you don't. It's a question of willpower.
Mm-hmm. What's he got to do with it?
Well, I mean, shall we bring him in on the conversation?
Yeah, bring willpower in. Willpower, where's he gone? Oh, he's gone.
Oh, no.
So,
damn.
What do you think about the government then? A few months ago, on prescription,
I think very little about the government, but
yeah,
that's just my views.
Oh dear, I don't know. Have you finished?
No.
He's laughing again. A few months ago, it was a valuable prescription for these Nicorette patches. If anybody's actually listening out there who's had these Nicorette patches and had any success with them, could you please give me a call? Also, people who have tried them and haven't had any success with them, I'd like to hear from you. Now, they tried the Nicorette patches. And they thought it was too successful, so they took them off prescription. What do you think about that? Isn't that a bit saft? The government do not want us to stop.
I think it's absolutely diabolical. I think it's diabolical in the same respect that the government's funding the NHS not at all. And I think it's absolutely disgusting the way this government's winding this country down.
Mm.
But so that's a wider issue.
Now, it's made you think. Do you think smoking ought to be banned? Would you rather see cigarettes off the shelves?
I don't see the point in taking them off the shelves.
Can I just say, it's a point to make. You walk into a newsagent's now to get the Sun or whatever, or the Daily Mirror, whatever paper you read, and you buy your sweets. You know, you got the sweets on the you got your papers on the one side, sweets on the other, all looking very glamorous and attractive as sweets do, a sexy Kit Kat. And you look up, and the cigarettes look very, very attractive, very tempting.
Not to me, they don't.
Not to you, they don't. But to thousands of other people who've tried them.
It's one of those things. You ban cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
and what happens is it just becomes another illegal drug.
I see what you mean. Point taken. Carl, we'll come back to you. What we're going to do now is we're very quickly going to change the microphones over again. I'll go wobbly again. And what we're going to do, we've got a live caller. I don't know who's there, but...
Just bear with me 2 seconds.
Right. Okay, then.
If you just bear with me 2 seconds here. Right, we have a live caller. Good morning. Who's calling the power station? Hello. Hello, good morning. Who's calling Exile? Hold on, is the microphone turned on there? Something's not working. Are you? Hold on a second. Are you listening to your radio down there?
Hello, can you hear us?
Yeah. Listen to you. Tell her to... Hello, who's calling Exile? I tell you what. Is that microphone? No, the microphone's working. I tell you what.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, right. Wayne. I can hear you. Who's ever live on the line? If you just want to take them off air for a few seconds, tell them to listen to the radio, because if you're calling live, you won't hear me down the phone. You're only going to hear me down the radio.
Wayne. Are you talking when he asks you to? All right, hang on.
Right, okay. Tell you what, we're going to chase things around a little bit here. Good morning. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello, who's there?
Deb.
Where are you calling from, Debbie?
Featherstone.
From Featherstone?
Yeah.
Okay, do you smoke?
No, I don't.
You don't? Have you ever tried it?
Yeah.
And can I just ask you a question? No, you don't have to tell me. How old are you?
15 now.
You're 15. How old were you when you first tried a cigarette?
I was about 12.
About 12. Why did you try it?
I don't know. I think it's because all my mates were trying it, really. I don't know.
So, sort of going along in with what I've been saying tonight. That
pardon?
You sort of going along with what I've been saying tonight.
Yeah.
And that you think it's sort of peer pressure.
Pardon?
You think it's sort of peer pressure, you know, people saying, oh, smoke, it's a good idea.
Yeah,
go on, do it, guy, do it, geezer.
It is.
But it isn't actually a good idea. And you said no, basically. No. How many did you try? You just tried the one, did you?
Well, I tried the one, and you all said that the first is the worst, and try it again, so
yeah.
I did.
Yeah, I had that. And you tried it again, and yeah. You didn't like it. You certainly didn't like it that time.
No, I carried on with it for a bit.
And you gave up.
Yeah, because it's weird, because, like,
What was your friend's reaction when you gave up? You know, they sort of saying, oh, come on, Deb, you're not sort of in with us anymore. Smoke, it won't hurt you.
Yeah.
Doesn't do me any harm.
I know.
That sort of stuff. So you're glad you gave up?
Yeah.
Does it, as a smoker who's now given up, does it get to you more? Because Louise, who I'm actually sitting at the moment, she's given up. And I think it gets to her more now that I'm smoking.
No, it's really weird, because I went out with this boy and he smoked.
Yeah.
And that was before I smoked, and, like, I thought a lot of him, but as much as I thought of him, I couldn't bear to hug him or kiss him because he smoked.
Because he smelled like an ashtray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I started to smoke, I went out with this boy, and it was the other way around. I smoked and he didn't. And, like, when he asked me to stop smoking, I understood because I asked this other boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I stopped smoking for him. Like, I thought he was being cruel at the time asking me to, but I really love him, and, like, it's one of the best things in my life, and, like, I'm really grateful that he asked me to, because it's not for him.
You're still seeing him now?
Pardon?
You're still seeing him now?
Yeah.
Would you like to say good morning to?
Pardon?
You'd like to say good morning to?
Yeah. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Wayne. Yeah. And you love him loads?
Yeah.
And he doesn't smoke, and he sort of talked you around and asked you to give up?
Yeah.
That's absolutely great. So do you think the government wants us to stop?
Pardon?
Do you think the government wants us to stop?
No way.
You don't?
No.
Would you like to see more sort of anti-smoking campaigns?
No, really. If I smoke, it doesn't
tell me no. So it doesn't bother you if there's somebody smoking on the bus next year?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay, so you started and you gave up. How long did you smoke for?
How old was I?
No, how long, sorry. How long did you smoke for?
About 2 years.
A message to people who are listening. There's a lot of people listening to this show in bed. And you message to somebody, probably 13, who's feeling tempted because I go to school tomorrow and there's people smoking behind the bike shed. And they want to know, did you smoke, you know, try and talk the people into smoking. What's your message to them? Don't try it.
Yeah.
Don't try it. Debbie, thank you very, very much for your call. Anything else you'd like to point out?
No.
All right, Debbie, thanks for getting out of bed. Thanks for your call there, all right? Okay, and you love Wayne loads and loads. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Right, Exile, we'll carry on with the music. What we want to do, we want to take some more live calls. You know the number. It's 0860-748583. You've heard me in the studio posse rattling on for the last 93 minutes about smoking, what we think about it. Now we'd like to hear your views. 27 minutes left to go on the weekend with your power station. 27 minutes left to get your views in this morning. What do you think? Smoking, should it be banned? Well, any views on smoking? You know, does the government do enough? Do they really want us to stop? Should it be banned? Or should you be allowed to do what the hell you want? Get through to us here at Exile, 0860-748583. started broadcasting on this show exactly 97 minutes ago. I am now on my 10th cigarette. Am I stupid? Should I give up? Or should I simply be allowed to do exactly what I want? 0860-748-583. 0860-748-583. Give us a call now. Let us know your opinion this morning. Am I stupid? Or should I simply be allowed to be stupid and do what I want? Or fair play to me. Smoking, what are the effects of it? What do you think about it? Would you like to be able to walk into a pub and a smoke-free pub and not come home with your clothes smelling of smoke? Give us a call now. This is Exile. Good record that is Judy Cheeks, who is still number one in the Mixmax charts. Absolutely brilliant. So in love, this is the real deal. What's the real deal then when you're smoking? Smokers out there listening at the moment, do you feel overpowered when there's lots of people who don't smoke surrounding you? Like I did this afternoon in the studio when I was with Carl Lyon, Chirpy Cheryl, Luscious Louise and Sophie. I was the only person smoking. I felt overpowered. Do you ever feel overpowered by that? Give us a call now, it's Exile. We have 22 minutes left to go on your Music Power Weekend. 22 minutes left to tell us your opinion. You've heard ours. Have a chat with me, or simply if you want to talk off-air, Mark is answering your calls at the moment. If you'd just like to say something off-air, we can stick you on live. 0860-748-583. What do you think about smoking? Chances are that if you still smoke now, you have a 30% chance of developing lung cancer. How's that feel? I feel the same way, you know. Ring me up and tell me about it.
Joanne, how you been?
How you doing?
I'm fine, honey. Things have been going the same old way.
Really, me too.
Oh, I heard that you and your boyfriend were on the up and up.
Boyfriend? I have no boyfriend.
What do you mean you have no boyfriend?
Honey, you didn't hear the latest?
No, I did not.
I had to get rid of him.
What for?
What for? He was not doing what he was supposed to do.
But what was he supposed to be doing?
Well, I need somebody that's gonna be there for me, you know, when I need him to be there for me. And he was never there.
Hey, you gotta take me higher. You gotta take me higher.
You gotta lift me up.
such a brilliant record there for you on the DJ promo only. That's Joey James for you. I Don't Need Your Love. Just going to go to 80 minutes to 3 on a Monday morning, the 15th of November. Hi, how you doing? It's James here, Matt James standing in, doing his little bit on the chat show. And that's exactly what we've been doing, chatting. We've been chatting about smoking. What are your views on it? Donna from Wombourne has just given us a call. Donna thinks that she doesn't smoke herself, but she would like to say, people get off smokers' backs. We should be able to do what we want. Also, we've had a call over there from Mark in Telford. He used to smoke, he's now given up, and he'd like to say that basically smoking should be banned in public places. What are your views on it this morning? Just been joined back in the studio by Richard, who seems to have a bit of a problem over there in the water department at the moment. 0860 748 583. I can exclusively reveal to you that the phone line is now free. You can go live about it, or you can simply have a chat to Mark in the studio tonight, or should I say this morning. Tell him what you think and I'll tell everybody else. Okay, then just our captain on the line from over there. Where was it? Starbridge? Starbridge. Captain from Starbridge would like to make the point that parents who smoke, basically you're encouraging your kids to smoke, and so they are more likely to smoke. That's a valid point this morning, Catherine. Thank you. And is that true? Parents who smoke out there, perhaps you're a parent yourself and you've smoked in front of your kids, are you encouraging them to smoke this morning? I don't know. Give us a call, 0860 748 583. The phone line is now clear. Give us your opinion, you can do it live with the air, you can have a chat to Mark and we'll convey it for you. 16 minutes to 3, 16 minutes left of broadcasting for XR, your music power station for the weekend. Keeping the music, keeping you company into the small hours, getting you ready for the week. It's the Sonic Surfers now, featuring Jocelyn Brown on the lyrics. Little tune known as Take Me Up. Good morning.
Someone to catch me the minute I drop.
Okay, thank you very much to Helen over there in Briley Hill. Helen from Briley Hill has just rung in and said, wait till it's sexy. No, she hasn't. She hasn't said that at all. One of my first callers, I think, has ever rung me and said, wait till it's not sexy. Helen in Briley Hill, she smokes herself and says smokers should be able to do what they want. Same views as Mark. So, Helen, thank you very much for that call this morning. 40 minutes left to get your calls in. Tell us your opinion. Do it live with the air. You can certainly have a chat to Mark, okay? Basically, you're not going to fall out with anybody because it's a bit of both here in the studio. We sort of think yes and no, and basically, Carl Lyons is grabbing the other microphone. Good morning, Carl. Turn your microphone on, Mark. Hold on a minute. Hold on. We'll plug the right microphone in. Stand by. We'll chat to Carl in a minute. Got a line, you're here. You're going to disrupt some more of my show.
This caller that said Wayne Taylor was sexy, was it one of my Nutter callers?
Probably. Yeah, you hear they're out in full effect in Nutter callers. God, keep talking. I'm just going to light my 12th fag.
Your 12th? Your 12th in 90 how many minutes?
Is it
13? Yeah, too many.
Is it 13? 12. Carry on talking.
In 110 minutes.
I hate these long silences, me and you have. People will be thinking we're having a relationship, we're having an argument, when there's so much said in the silence.
Well,
and then you suddenly go into me, you think what? Sorry.
Excuse me, do you mind taking your hand off my thigh? Well, the thing that bothers me, 12 in 110 minutes, that's less than one per 10 minutes.
Yes. Did you get maths?
That's frightening.
Friday. I'm scared. I am, actually. I'm scared because, you know, I mean, as I said before, we had that scare a few weeks ago when I had to go for an x-ray. And that was probably the worst 2 weeks of my life.
And
now I'm having the worst
5 minutes
of my life because
lighter.
I've lost my cigarettes. Where's my cigarettes gone? Oh, I know where they are. They're in my bag. Keep on talking, Cole.
So, do you want to give up?
Hmm? Sorry, you talking to me?
Yes. I'm trying to make you stop getting your cigarettes, you see. I'm trying to help you give up, you sir.
Thank you. I would like to give up. I'd love to be able to give up.
No, I mean, seriously, you would like to give up. Mm. What have you tried to give up?
I've tried going a few days and I always go back to it. I always think I'm doing really well. Perhaps I'll just have the one and then I'll just go back to it.
Yeah, have you tried any of the treatments?
No, I haven't.
You've not tried nicotine L?
No, I haven't.
The
I'm actually waiting for somebody to ring me up and say, try it, or don't try it, or whatever. I do actually know somebody who tried it. And they actually find that when you're on the actual Nicorette patches, it's been successful for them. They've actually now come off the course and they don't smoke at all. But while they're on them, going into smoky rooms, because what Nicorette patches do, from what I understand, is pump nicotine into your body without you having to actually smoke. And they were finding that they get went into the smoky atmosphere and it was sort of overloading the system and they were feeling really, really sick.
Well, one thing
I don't want to risk that.
One thing that
I'm surrounded by people who smoke.
One thing that my parents tried was I can't remember the trade name of it, but it was a chewing gum with nicotine in it, and that worked for them because you get the taste of the nicotine as well, and that worked for them because.
But it also has problems. It can cause cancer of the mouth.
Well.
And Nicorette's only just come on the market, really, in relative terms, only a second of the creation of mankind, and. We don't know the after effects of that.
We don't know the after effects of a lot of things.
I mean, your parents weren't on the patches. No, they didn't. Your parents weren't on the chewing gum.
They didn't try the patches. They tried the chewing gum.
That's the after effect. I mean, look what happened to you.
Yes, that's it.
Cole, 3 till 2 next Sunday afternoon, isn't it?
Cole Lyon.
We're going to have to get you a jingle like that.
I know.
Right, the record's finished. You're by yourself, boy.
Oh, no. What are we going to talk about now, then?
We're going to talk about why isn't anybody else ringing us up with their opinions this morning? And why is the record just shot across and making funny noises at me? 0860. Rest of the number, 0860.
748.
583. I'll tell you what, should we do that again? I'll do the first bit, you do the middle bit, and Osmosis do the last bit. 0860.
748.
583.
Give us a call now, give us your opinions. You've got exactly 10 minutes left at your power station this weekend, and we would really, really like to hear from you. So, Helen, was it in Briley Hill, rang up and said smokers can do what they want. I think it was Mark over there in Telford said, no, smoking should be banned. He used to smoke, he's given up.
No!
Yes, no!
No!
No, I mean, no, I mean.
No!
No, no, you know, you can do what you want, you know. But what do you think? You're listening there in bed at the moment, I guess. Go on, quickly, slip on your dressing gown, sneak downstairs and give us a call before it's too late. 10 minutes, you'll regret it if you don't. 0860-748-583. You don't have to go live, but we'd like you to. This is your Power Station Exile.
Oh,
you have exactly 7 minutes to get your opinions into us before we shut the phone lines down in Red X. Give us a call. Basically, I'll be told the talking to Rich as well. That's going to be next week's debate, I think. Rich has put his hand up. Oh, no, he's not got anything interesting to say. This is XR, your power station for the weekend. Things gradually coming to an end, as they say. What can I say? Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying there. We know you have. We know you've seen us all the way through. Thank you very much for that. What we're going to do, we're going to... Should we shoot around the studio and have a few more opinions from our studio people? Sort of wrapping the weekend up before we go for our final record. Osmosis, what do you think? You've heard what we've had to say. What do you think about it? What do you think about it? Same as before.
Yeah, basically.
So
I'm passive to it. If you want to smoke, smoke.
You're passive to it. You just put on a keyword there. You're probably breathing in my smoke. You've probably had the equivalent to a cigarette. You've probably had the equivalent to a cigarette. How do you feel about that?
Right, because you're paying for it.
I'm paying for it, but doesn't it annoy you?
No, I'm not bothered. I'm not actually bothered.
Okay, should we go over to... Right, we have another live caller this
evening.
Right, what we're going to do is change the mics again. Bear with us. We have one last live caller. Hey, Red Exile, bear with us. We'll just change this over. Right, okay. And one live caller. Hi, who's calling Exile?
Bale.
Bale, where are you calling from, Bale?
Essentially.
Do you smoke?
Yes.
You do? When did you have your first cigarette?
Hey.
When did you... when did you have your first cigarette?
At the back.
At the back?
Oh, I've just had one.
You've just had one? No, I mean, sorry, when did you have your last cigarette? When did you have your first one?
At school.
At school. How old are you?
18.
You're 18?
That's right.
You are 18 now?
Yes.
How old were you when you had your first cigarette?
About 14.
About 14.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you start? What
well,
made you? Peer pressure?
Nah, it was my mates that done it.
So really, peer pressure, yeah.
My mates started and they asked me, so I said, well, I don't want to be the opposite. So I thought, what the hell, I'd join them. So I started with my mates. And
yeah.
It just happened from there. And then some of my mates started to give up. And yeah. I've just kind of carried on.
You kind of carried on? How many did you smoke now?
About 10 to 20 a day.
10 to 20 a day. And you think, what do you think about cinemas? Should you be allowed to smoke in the cinema?
No.
You don't?
No.
No, you shouldn't be allowed to smoke in the cinema.
No.
So basically, you're sort of taking the same sort of line as me.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Any other major point you want to make? Because basically, we've got to wrap things up here. You enjoyed tonight's discussion?
What do I think?
Yeah, have you enjoyed it? You've been listening?
Yeah, I've been listening.
And
I think it's all right.
Do you think the government do enough, though? Very quickly, do you think the government do enough? Do you really think they want to make us give up?
The government.
I don't think they do.
Well, I don't know. I can't actually say.
You can't actually say?
No. Mm-hmm. They sound like... I've heard other callers and...
Very quickly. Would you like to give up?
Would I want to give up?
Mm.
I don't know. Probably will, and then I probably wouldn't.
Yeah. Do you wish you'd never started in the first place, so you never actually experienced it and you never knew what you're missing out on? And I can tell you now, if you're not actually smoking, you're not missing out on anything.
Well, if I hadn't started smoking now, mm-hmm. I'd probably have loads more money from my pocket, but I'm all right, I can afford it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, there ain't no problem.
So very quickly, your message to... any people out there who hasn't yet started, who's perhaps feeling a bit pressured, they're going to go to school tomorrow, the mate's going to say, go on, you're not in, why don't you have a quick ferg? You know, it won't hurt you. What's your message to that?
Well, if there's any young kids who, well, I could actually say young kids who are listening now, but...
Well, you know, anybody might listen, people actually do take this show, I know. So what's your message? Somebody who hasn't yet started smoking, feels tempted, they feel they want to, from a smoker.
I can just tell them, say, it's up to them. If they want to do it, then... go ahead, but if it's anybody else, then just don't bother.
Don't bother.
It just ain't good for you, and you know, you just have more money for your pocket, and you just enjoy life, are you?
Well, thanks very, very much for that call.
Okay,
I think
you've
wrapped the discussion off probably the best way that I would have liked it to have been rounded off. What we're going to do now is just pass the mic. We'll have to stick to this mic. Want to pass it around the studio, posse. And Osmosis, you're sort of remaining very, very partial to this, aren't you? mate. You're very, very partial to it. Carl Lyon, you were sort of, well, you're passive to everything, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
Anything you want to say before we say goodnight? You had a good weekend.
Yes, I've had a superb week. I've been off most of the weekend, but who cares?
Yeah. And what were we discussing this afternoon? We are going to soon announce on XR somewhere where we're actually going to work live together and do a sort of duo act.
So hopefully, yes. Hopefully, yes.
I think that'd be good.
I think you can be Peebo Bryce and I'll be Roberta Flack or something like that. Yeah.
Mm. Do you know the other sort of similarity we got to run up this afternoon? You know, remember the Muppet Show, the tall men on the balcony. People said we were like that.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
The management of Alan Pace. Right. Should we pass over to Wayne Taylor? Wayne Taylor, had a good weekend.
Hello. Yes, I have.
You enjoyed being here at Exile?
Yes, I do each and every weekend.
Each and every weekend. And smoking? Has it changed your views?
No.
No, you're going to have a couple of some more cigarettes before you say goodnight to the world.
Yes.
And you'll get up and smoke in the morning.
I will. Yes, definitely. So there you go.
Frequently, though, any advice to young kids who are listening who haven't yet taken the plunge? Would you urge them not to bother?
Well, I would, yeah, because, I mean, like, they'll be out of pocket. And
also their health.
And my health, yeah.
So basically from you to anybody who's listening, any XR listeners, if you follow Wayne Taylor, you like what he says, don't bother if you haven't yet started. Moving on to another smoker, Mark.
Yes.
Yes. Hold the microphone there, rather than say what basically anything you'd like to say to wrap off your discussion, wrap off your weekend.
Basically, any kids out there, well, sorry, won't call them kids these days.
No.
Young people. If you haven't tried it, if you want to try it, try it. But I wouldn't advise it. I'm suffering for it now. I'm not as fit as I used to be.
No.
You know, it's not my health about. Basically, have fun.
Don't bother.
Yeah, don't bother. Just have fun. Go
you
out
can do
fun.
It without it. Bravest thing you possibly do, as I said earlier, is when everybody around you, perhaps if you're at school tomorrow, is saying, smoke. Go on it, won't it?
Nah, don't bother.
It will hurt you.
It will hurt you.
You know, close hand. It's hurt me. It's frightened me at times, and I'm still doing it, and I can't give up now. But I only feel the same way now when I'm smoking as I did before when I didn't have a cigarette.
This is true, yeah.
Richard, do you want to say something quickly before we sort of say goodnight?
Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Richard.
Hello,
you. What's your views on smoking? Message to young kids listening at the moment. Or, well, young people. Or anybody
young,
else who
young
hasn't started.
Adults.
Young adults.
Type people.
Don't bother. Thanks very much. What we're going to do, we're going to play one more record to finish this off. Thanks very much for your company for the weekend. It's been great having you. This is XR 100.7 FM. And also Louise, who actually comes on my show. And actually, I shall go and give a big cuddle to tomorrow morning. Might actually come across a bit later. I shall have a chat to her later. Her message, she said to me, tell him from me, don't bother. I've smoked. I've been there. I've given up. I found it easy. Louise found it easy to give up, rather. But basically, don't bother. Okay, thank you very much for listening. This is your Power Stage. Matt James standing in for the chat show. We're going to play one more record, finishing us off. Bye-bye. I'll catch you next week between 10 and 12. 9 and 12. 9 and 12, Sunday morning. Steve Wilson kicks the station off 8 till 12. 8 till 10, sorry, next Saturday morning. Join in then. Bye.
I heard from a friend today, and she said you were in town. Suddenly the memories came back to me in my mind. How can I be strong? I've asked myself time and time. I've said that I'll never fall in love again. A wounded heart you gave, my soul you took away. You had many, I know you did. I come from a place that hurt, and God knows how I cried. And I never want to.
Special for Louise. She's listening. We're falling in love with you again. Thank you very much for listening. The Smoking New Bay, basically from the XR Posse here. Those of us who smoke and those of us who don't. If you're young and you haven't bothered, or if you're old and you haven't bothered yet and you think about experimenting, basically don't bother. It's not worth it. But also, if you do, stand up for your rights. Some of us say that. Some of us say we should be banned altogether from places. But thank you very much to all those people who rang in as well. Interesting to hear your debate. I'll catch you next week between 9 and 12. The station will be back for you next weekend. Saturday morning, Wilson will kick the whole parade off, 8 till 10. On a Saturday morning, closely followed by the delightful Wade Taylor, 10 to 1. In the meantime, Studio Posse, we have Mark, we have Rich, we have Wade Taylor, we have Carl Lyon, and we have Osmosis. What's your message, basically? You're meant to say good night. Happy Christmas. Thank you very much for listening. Good night. You've been listening to that one. XR, we'll be back for you next week in full effect. Bye.
Europe's biggest radio station, XR Radio. No fight your ear, but you're gone in a boat. No fight your ear, but you're gone in a boat. Stop the beat.